And this is also always entertaining. It's when Jerry and Jason call a draft pick.
It's great. I love that the Cowboys do this. Other NFL teams put it out there, too. And you can imagine if you're a 21, 23-year-old kid and you're getting that call from the team, hey, we are drafting you, no doubt that is a great moment. And not to make light of a great moment, but it doesn't mean that there aren't some awkward moments and funny moments during these phone calls, because they are really awkward and they're hilarious to listen to. Let's go to round three, where the Cowboys take Jordan Lewis, somewhat controversial, the corner from Michigan who has some off-the-field issues to settle before he starts his NFL career. Well, it starts off with Jerry, and then listen as Jason Garrett tries to crack a joke, and it doesn't go over just real well with Lewis.
Jordan.
Hey, how you doing?
Jordan,
you
is doing? Jerry Jones with the Cowboys.
How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Jordan, we just turned your card in, and you're now a Dallas Cowboy.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Well, I'll tell you this, and we, of course, got Taco in here as well. And so
I think
Michigan's taking it over around here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But listen, yes, sir. I know it's a big day for you, big night for you. Just everyone that has spent any time evaluating, getting to know people that know you, give you the highest marks for character and being the person you are. So congratulations with that.
Thank you so much, Coach.
But you are now a Dallas Cowboy.
Coach. Jordan.
What's up? Hey, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We got all these Michigan guys around here now. Way to go. It's a big day for you. Big day for us, too. Excited to have you.
So awkward.
And boy, wasn't Jerry trying to just get right into the locker room? Michigan guys taking over around here. And he laughed, at least. Lewis responded to him. He did not respond to Garrett whatsoever.
Yeah, and he had so much more enthusiasm for talking to Garrett. When he heard Garrett's voice, he really perked up.
A lot of Michigan guys around here. So.
Yeah, well.
Why did he lay out on
Garrett? Michigan guys are my best friends.
I don't know. If you can just back it up just a little bit, Jared, that part where Coach comes in and he just totally lays out on Garrett.
Thank you so much, Coach.
But you are now a Dallas Cowboy.
Jordan.
What's up? Hey, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We got all these Michigan guys around here now. Way to go. It's a big day for you. It's a big day for us, too.
All right, so we now have a new Garrett drop, too, cracking the big Michigan line. All right, on to the fourth round, because we have a lot of tape to listen to here. On to the fourth round, Ryan Switzer, wide receiver out of North Carolina. I'll credit the Cowboys for doing a good scouting job here. He likes to use the word man, so the Cowboys try to use the word man. And let's just see, we have an indicator that Jer's going to play every time we hear the word man during this phone call.
Ryan, Jerry Jones with the Cowboys.
Mr. Jones, how you doing?
We just picked you, man. You're a Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, my God. You serious?
Yes, sir. We just turned your card in, and you take a look at it up there. They'll be announcing real good. But you've got some pretty excited guys around here for you. But mainly, I just want to congratulate you on getting to the point where you're getting picked here. So,
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, listen, I'd like Jason Garrett is standing right here beside me, our coach. So, more in the box.
Ryan.
Coach Garrett.
Congratulations, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You ready to go?
You know it, man. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Well,
I'm ready to do whatever you need from me.
Well, I know you are. That's why we love you, man. And we're excited to have you here. Congratulations. It's a great day for you, but it's a great day for us, too. It's a great opportunity for you to come here and get to work, man.
I'm ready to be a Cowboy, Coach. Thank you so much.
Okay. Keep doing what you've been doing your whole life, and you're gonna do awfully well once you get here.
I will, Coach. Thank you again.
Hey, I'm going to hand the phone to Scott Linehan, our offensive coordinator.
Don't.
Congrats, man.
Ryan.
Coach.
Hey, this is Scott Linehan. I'm your offensive coordinator now, buddy.
How you doing?
You know, you're a great fit for our offense. You're going to be doing a lot of things for us right from the get-go. We've got a lot of work to do, but we're real excited about your future and the fit and all that stuff. We love the way you play.
I can't wait.
God, that's awkward.
It sounds like the forced phone call that you have to have with your grandparents on your 16th birthday or
right,
something.
Here, say hi to Grandma.
Hold on, let me get your grandfather on the phone. He wants to say hi to you.
I love Garrett's advice to Switzer. Keep doing what you've been doing your whole life.
I know.
Well, Coach, that's a lot.
What do you mean, going to the bathroom? What?
Everything I've done my whole life. I also like Jerry's phrase in there. Okay, well, we're going to announce it real good.
It's so bad.
I love these. No, they're great.
Hold on a second. Your grandma wants to talk to you here.
Hey, how are you? All right, now we get another Jerry phrase here where he talks to, and I've heard it both ways. Is it Marquez or Marquez White? What are we going with? Jerry calls him both here, and I've heard him called both.
Don't go by whatever Jerry said.
He calls him both. But we get a good Jerry drop here where he tells White to stick the phone back up to his family so they can hear Jerry say this.
Whoa.
Marquez, this is Jerry Jones with the Cowboys, and we just made you a Cowboy.
Can you say that one more time? My family want to hear it.
Okay, well, stick it up there real good. Okay, y'all go over there and bow down at his feet. This is your family I'm talking to. Marquez is a Cowboy now. Kiss his feet.
Kiss his feet.
It's crazy.
Marquez, congratulations. I'm having as much fun as you are here, but Marquez, congratulations. Congratulations. You've worked hard, but I know you're getting ready to really work when you get here, but we're proud to have you. And let me hand the phone to your head coach, Jason.
Oh, no.
Marquez.
What's going on, man?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You excited?
I'm ready to get to work, man.
Good. We're excited. We've been studying you hard, man, and excited to bring you here. It's a great day for you. Congratulations, but we're excited to get you here and get you going now. You ready to work?
I'm ready to go to work, man.
Good. That's what it's all about. Enjoy this day and get your eyes forward because you'll be here before you know it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to hand the phone to Rod Marinelli.
No, please don't.
We'll cut that one off.
Rod grew up without phones, so even more awkward.
So... a little weird / creepy that Jerry treats this draft pick like a deity.
Hey,
kiss his feet.
Bow down.
Kiss his feet while I watch. Oh, God.
Bow down and kiss his feet. What the hell?
Stick it up there real good, too. We got that new Jerry
drop.
Stick
it up there real good. Kiss on his feet.
Can we hear just the beginning of that real quick, Jerry? Just the beginning of what Jerry's instructions for the White family. That's their last name.
Well... you have to be so offensive about it.
Okay, well, stick it up there real good. Okay, y'all go over and bow down at his feet. This is your family I'm talking to. Marquez is a Cowboy now.
Yeah, that's cool, man, but it's Marquez, okay?
Yeah.
Kiss his feet.
Kiss him. Kiss him hard. Kiss him with your mouth lips.
Marquez, congratulations.
Okay, we're going to call you Marquez now.
Come stick your toe in my mouth.
Sticking up there real good. All right, on to the seventh round. Yeah, we got a little tag for sticking up your tailpipe traffic now. Jordan Correll, the defensive tackle from Colorado. This is a real mess here. And see if you can hear a difference when Correll talks to Jerry and Jason versus when Leon Lett picks up the phone. See if there's any difference in delivery.
Hey, Jordan, this is Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, sir. Nice to talk to you.
As of right now, you're a Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, man.
Mr. Jones, I'm gonna come in with right away. I swear to you, ooh, well, to my dream
you,
right here.
You've got a couple of guys. Dream. Leon wanted me to be sure and tell you hello. And
he cut the phone when he said that.
I had a career there at Colorado that made us want to draft you. So proud for you. Welcome to being a Dallas Cowboy.
Oh,
hey, Jordan.
Yes, sir. Yes, coach.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
You ready to get to work?
Yes, sir.
I hear all that racket going on in the background. That's fantastic.
Oh, yes. I'm talking to my mom. Thank you so much, coach.
See if you can tell the difference when Leon
for us too.
Gets the phone.
Yes, sir.
We know you better than you know yourself now. We've been talking about you a lot. We're excited to bring you here and give you a chance to compete.
Thank you so much, coach.
All right.
I'm so excited. Yes, sir. You know, hit me with a schedule, I'm there.
Okay, good. I'm going to hand the phone
to
Ron.
Yeah, not interested.
You ready to roll?
Yeah, my mom is going crazy right now.
Yeah, I would be too. That's where it's going to get you, man. Keep straight now. Got a couple, you know, make sure you keep running. Keep going, okay? Got plans
yes,
for you.
Yeah,
listen, what's Leon. Happening?
It's Leon left.
Oh, did it drop
like,
off there?
It's like talking, oh, it's the line into the Branch Davidian compound
yeah, what was
or something.
That?
What is going on?
That was
on?
Just family yelling. They were yelling so loud it was cutting out the phone.
That was Garrett, though, who kept talking the whole time?
Garrett and then
Rod.
Marinelli.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then Marinelli, yeah.
Yeah,
and then it cut off before we got the let. Nuts, but yeah. I had a lot of fun listening to those this weekend.
What a mess.
You know, it is kind of cool to hear the excitement in the players' voice because they're still America's team. And there can't be, outside of maybe getting a call from the Patriots, there can't be a call that gets a player more excited than to know that he's a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
Whatever you think of the Cowboys, you can tell by the reaction of the players. I'm sure, hey, you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Or you're...
Hey, thanks.
An Indianapolis Colt. They probably think, okay, that's cool. I'm in the NFL, but you're a Dallas Cowboy? Right. That's got to really charge
you. Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, and we're proud from you.
And we're going
we
to stick it up in there.
It's going to be all up in there.
We're going to announce it real good.
Here's Grandma Garrett.